Thank you for joining us on this occasion where we will finalize the return of Tolwot land to the Wiat people. So we have one final piece of business to do as a city council before we turn this over to the Wiat people to celebrate and have their ceremony. And so what I will ask is that we are going to open up for public comment on this issue, but because our time is limited and we want the Wiat tribe to have as much time as they need to perform all their ceremony, we invite you to come up and say any words, but also be cognizant of time. Following that, we will have a very brief report and a vote on the final measures before we have our signing ceremony. So I will invite anybody to come up who would like to make a public comment. At this time, we have a microphone right in the middle of the room there. And yes, you absolutely can. This is your day.
Hello. So I just have a small announcement to make. If we have children that are sitting down, can you please make room for the elders to sit down? We would like the elders to have a seat. And so if you're young, please let our elders sit down, and that way they're not standing up. So elders, if you can come forward, and we'll find you seats up here and a place to sit down, please.
Would you like to make a public comment?
Well, everybody usually knows what I have to say. Good morning, everyone. Oh, you can do better than that. Oh, yay! Very good, very good. We've come to be here with the city of Chorichichi. And I just wanted you to know that it wasn't always Eureka. It was Chorichichi. This is the place where we're from. Tulawat is our island where we would come every year to pray, to sing, to do ceremony. And I wanted to thank Peter LaValle. Where are you, Peter? Stand up. Yay. Peter did not know who I was from anyone. I called him up 3 months after he was sworn in, and I said, "Hey, Mr. Mayor, why don't you give back our island?" And he went, okay. He was wonderful. Then I left being chair of the Wiat tribe, and then I came back to sit in on council for a year or two. And then I asked our tribal chairman and said, "You know what I'm going to say? We should want the rest of the island." And he said, "Okay." Mayor Jagger, would you stand up, please? This is a man who is courageous. And I say this because he went and wanted to apologize for the city of Eureka for the atrocity that happened in 1860. Unfortunately, the city of Eureka declined that effort. But I wanted to recognize him as a man of courage to say his convictions and say that the city of Eureka should apologize. Even though they may not have come and say this to the, that we're going to do this to the Wiat people, and it was not sanctioned by the city of Eureka, it was people, just ordinary people, who decided that they didn't like these other people. But I just wanted to say thank you, Mayor Jaeger. Jaeger, I know I'll get it right yet, for your courageousness. And for all the people who have supported us, the Wiat people and all the Dequots, that's all of you non-Native people. It's not derogatory, it's just letting you know who you are, just in case you didn't know who you were. That's who you are. I just wanted to say thank you for coming here. And my prayer was that we would fill this building with standing room only. Look at yourselves. Thank you so much for letting me take a moment of your time.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to invite up one of our city attorneys, Autumn Luna, who is going to give a very brief report on what we'll be voting on today, and then we will have our vote.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Autumn Luna. I'm the assistant city attorney for the city of Eureka. This process has been ongoing for so long. I've only had the honor of being a part of it for the last year and a half and helping to try to guide it through. Last year, the city council voted to transfer the land to the Wiat people, and today the culmination of that will be city council voting on the final documents, the purchase and sale agreement, and the deed that finally transfers the land. And that will be the final process. Once we're done with that, we will go on to the signing ceremony, where people much more eloquent than I will get an opportunity to speak. So thank you very much for being here today.
So with that, I'd now like to ask the council if somebody would like to entertain a motion. Please, Council Member Brigel.
Hello. So I move that we authorize the mayor to sign the agreement to transfer APN 405-0011-011 Tullawat to the Wiat tribe and authorize the mayor to sign the grant deed to complete the transfer. Thank you. We have a second.
All right. We have a motion and we have a second. Did you catch that, Ms. Powell? Now, at this time, I would like to open it up for discussion and ask council members if they have any statements. You may notice that we do have a council member absent today. That would be Council Member Arroyo, who is very disappointed and absolutely unable to be here. So I'd like to invite first Greg Sparks to read a statement from Council Person Arroyo.
Thank you, Mayor, and again, welcome to everyone that's here. So this is from Councilmember Natalie Arroyo. I'm writing this evening before this historic day from the coast of Georgia, where I'm currently serving on U.S. Coast Guard active duty orders. I am deeply saddened to miss this important moment in our shared history, and I also know that the members of the Wiat Tribal Council and representatives from the city of Rica know how important this is to me. I am incredibly grateful to the Wiat Tribe's people and council members present and past, to the Eureka City Council members, mayor, and staff from 2014 to present, and the community throughout Humboldt for their support in the process to return the majority of the city-owned land on Tulawat after more than 150 long years. This is the first known return of land from a city government to a tribe's government in U.S. history of its kind. Absent a sale of a portion of land or a lawsuit requiring it, the city of Eureka worked with the Wiat tribe once before to return many acres of land after selling a portion to the tribe, and I am grateful that this paved the way for the community to be ready for a no-strings-attached return of the remainder of the city-owned portion of the land. I will be so bold as to say that while under current conditions, Eureka owns the land on Tulawat, it was never truly ours. It is sacred, stolen land, and I firmly believe it is our moral obligation to return it. All pretty words aside, this is what the situation is in a nutshell. I appreciate the Wiat tribe's graciousness, patience, and understanding during this process, and I also understand that anger, pain, loss, and grief are an enormous part of this history and are still very real for many. I also wish to acknowledge that while this is a celebratory moment for us all, non-Wiat people have benefited and have continued to benefit, however indirectly, from the taking of land from the Wiat people many generations ago. While we were not there in person, we were all connected to the massacre, and we are all responsible for doing what we can to actively create healing. I long for healing and reconciliation for us as a community, and this is a big step on that road. I also yearn for more steps to be taken that unite us as people who live in and love this place in deep and important ways. I am grateful today that I and the City of Eureka representatives who have repeatedly given our word to the Wiat people can be true to our word and follow through with what we said we would do. Our intentions were always good and true. Now our word can be our deed. Utmost thanks to you, Wiat leaders, for trusting us, partnering with us, and walking with us. Please turn to me and to us at the City of Eureka as your neighbors, partners, and friends. With heartfelt gratitude and joy, Natalie Arroyo.
I promised Natalie I would cry for her, so I promise you there are definitely some tears here. Anybody else that on the council who would like to make a statement before we finalize our vote? Councilperson Allison.
I'm not a person. Whoops. There's wheels on this thing. I'm not a person of many words, but I just wanted to say that I hope this inspires and sparks other cities, counties, and states across the nation to do the right thing and to help preserve and inspire culture preservation, because this is such an important deal, and I hope the City of Eureka and the Wiat tribe can inspire people and that we can lead by example to do the right thing. Thank you.
Councilperson Mesner, thank you.
We're all fighting over who needs to breathe and not cry into the microphone. This is not only a historic moment, I believe that it is a transitional one. It's one that moves us in a different direction from the past. And that direction is hopefully one of healing, reconciliation, and greater love for one another and care for one another. This is something that is so important in our communities. Collaboration is not something we see at a large level at the moment, and it's something that needs to happen. We need to come together. We need to work together. We are far better together than we are alone, and we are so thankful that we get a chance to work with this tribe, some of them right behind me. I'm so thankful that I get to be a part of this and that this council has been really intentional about pushing this forward and continuing to make this happen. I thank you for everyone who has been a part of it. There's a large number of people who've been a part of it. Like I said before, we never get a lot done alone. We get a lot done together. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to what we can do in the future as well to continue this movement forward. Thank you.
I am humbled and honored to be here, and deeply grateful for everyone who's been taking this journey to bring us all here today. I'm with what I'm experiencing, and this is a profound moment for me, and to be here recognizing that we're always on a step between the past and the present, and we're always making choices in how we move forward. And I just want to tell people that I deeply believe that we're here to keep moving forward in ways that honor all of the people here in this room, the people who cannot be here in this room, and the people who struggle every day. And I want to say that I honor the people who longed for their land and never were able to step foot on it, and that is something that I carry with me, that there's people who spent a lifetime longing for their land, and I just thank everyone who's here today, and I'm deeply moved to be part of this.
So great to see so many people out here. You know, when I was in the third grade on Mattaket, we do a tour around the bay. Many of you who live here your whole life have been on that tour. And I remember the first time I heard of the massacre. And I remember thinking, how could people do that? You know, as a kid, you just don't even understand this kind of thing. And, you know, it really impacted me. And as I've gone on through my life, lots of things have changed and lots of things have moved forward. But that thing never did. When my son started telling the story of the island, he used to be a co-captain on Mattaket. You know, he was 10, but he had the story down pat. It really even brought home more to me the need for the return. Did I ever think I would get to be a part of this? No. What a gift this has been for me. And, you know, I'm so grateful to Councilmember Arroyo. When we both got elected, we both had this kind of serendipitous moment where Natalie had talked to Ted and I had talked to Cheryl, and we both wanted the same thing. And it was just such a gift to be able to work together through this process over the last 5 years, forever, 5 years. And I remember one time I was talking to Ted, and I said to Ted, Tribal Chairman Hernandez, and I said, you know, gosh, this is so frustrating. It's taking so long. And he said to me, Kim, Creator's got this. This will happen when it's supposed to. And I thought, seriously? That's not the answer I want. I want it done, like, you know, 4 years ago. So this is the right thing to do. It absolutely is the right thing to do. It's always been the right thing to do. And I'm grateful that our city sees that and is willing to step forward and make that happen. I'm grateful that we're going to be able to partner with the tribe in ways that we never have before. And we're going to be able to honor them as a nation and work together, which is a real gift. So this, for me, is personal. It's very important. And I'm grateful that we're all doing the right thing. And I'm just thankful so much that all of you are out here. So I guess Creator was right, Ted. Yeah. Good for Creator, right? Thank you.
And we have, do we have something additional? Oh, there you go. That's what I was going to do. Go.
And I also wanted to remind or let everyone know that Councilmember Arroyo, she's FaceTiming us right now. And she's right there. She's seeing the crowd. And she's really, we're fortunate she was able to do that. So with that all, this is a unanimous yes vote. Motion carries. Welcome home.
And with that, I will close the City Council meeting of October 21st, and I will invite Cheryl Seidner to open up the next meeting when she is ready.
Do I have to sign? Or do
no, that's the end.
Okay.
It gives me great honor to honor Av. Chairwoman Cheryl Seidner, come up and do the blessing.
Thank you. Helena, could you bring it and put it right here on this chair? Just drape it across. This is the representation of the people who cannot be here today. This is my dad's in the middle of the quilt. And this was given to us by a group of individuals who saw fit to help us raise funds to purchase 1.5 acres of Indian Island. And this side is for the people who were killed on Indian Island. They cannot be here today, but I wanted to put a chair there that they know that they are here and that they are welcome to be here. My grandmother taught me that I need to welcome people into my home and into my country. And so every morning she would get up and she would pray. And then she would say this. Dari gakweth ha watlo. I welcome you from the east, Doc Dene, Doc Kut, Doc Schurer, Doc Rurer. I welcome you from all the directions, and I thank you for being here today, and if you would rise. Gentlemen, if you have hats on, please take them off, unless it is a part of your religious background. Dadari Gakwith, Father God, creator of all things, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you have showered upon this people who are here today. For this tribal council, for the council of Chori Chichi. We thank you for them to come together to meet and to listen and to move forward beyond 1860. Dadari Gakwith, we ask for blessings upon the city who did something new and different in 04, and they did it again today.
We ask blessings, Creator, on the tribal council and all the Wiat people. We thank you for the things you have done and the things that you will do, that we may be a part of moving forward and letting the past be the past. Dottery Gakwith, thank you for this day. Ho.
A lot of people. Thank you again. It's another great honor to have our dancers come out and do a traditional brush dance demonstration for you guys. So I'd like to introduce all my relations, our Wiat dancers, that will be out here to do a traditional brush dance. But we also ask that during the first two heavy songs, we ask that no pictures, no video be recorded of the first two songs. After the heavy songs are sung, which is the first two, then you're allowed to record and take pictures. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the Wiat dancers, all my relations.
Good morning. How are you folks? Good. We're basically, what we say is that we're from Badawat, and that is Mad River to the north. We're the ones that dance out of Waiate, or in my language, that in Yurok, we call that Wiat and Yurok on both sides of the river, and we dance together. And so this is a combination of both. And we're proud to be here, proud to be at this event, all these young people and elders here have been dancing for the last 10 years. They revitalized their culture. They brought it back. And what you're seeing is these young people is the continuation of the culture. We're into about our third generation of young people that have come through dancing with us, not only in demonstration, but also in ceremony. And so these folks come out and share with you and share their heart and show what the Badawat way is. Hey, thank you very much.
Now, hey, here we go.
now, ayo, hey, ha now, ayo, hey, ha now, ha now, ha now, hey, oh, hey. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Hey, how now, how you, hey, how now, how you, hey, ah now, hi-yo, hey, ah now, ah now, ah now, hey, ah now, hi-yo, hey, ah now, hi-yo, hey. And now, hi-yo, hey. And now, and now, and now, hey. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And now, hi-yo, hey. And now, hi-yo, hey. And now, hi-yo, hey. And now, oh, and now, hey. And now, hey. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, oh.
Really going down? Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm gonna switch songs. La 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 la. La 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 la
This dance is called brush dance because when we start out, it's a three-day dance. We start out on a Thursday, and we go just about dark until midnight. What you'll find is that we dance in our family house, our pit house, in the area here. And usually we have between 20 to 40 dancers in that house. And this is a healing dance for a small child. It's one of the few dances that we do demonstrate in this Northern California area. What you'll find sitting out in front of us is that we have a medicine fire, that we pray to the Creator. We come in to help the medicine woman, the mother, and the child, to help the child. It can be something as a physical disease or something spiritual. And we come in to help that medicine woman, pray to Creator to heal this child. What you're seeing is that if it's something spiritual, whatever's bothering that child doesn't like the sounds of the girls' dresses, doesn't like the songs, and especially the jumping. And we come in when it's the strongest at night and to drive it out. And for personal healing, we come in to help young children who have asthma, cancer, and right before it, sometimes they go into operations, that we come in to help lend prayers to them. And one of the things you see is young ladies dancing here. This is our balance. We have to balance between mankind and womankind together. Young ladies keep us in time. Because you know us men sometimes get out of time. We do crazy things. You know, it's great to have these young ladies dance. And we have a young lady that's a singer, and she's going to sing her song for you. And when she does, out of respect to her, we don't jump.
First time, I'm nervous. Hey, hey, oh, hey, Noah, hi, yo, hey, Noah, oh.
ho, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa, ho, ho, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa, he-oh-wa, Tuluwat is where I'm from, Tuluwat is where we're from, hey-yo, Hinoa, hey-yo, Hinoa, we-yat is where we're from, we-yat is where we're from. Hey yo, hey Noah. Hey yo, hey Noah. Bottlewad is where we're from. Bottlewad is where we're from. Hey yo, hey Noah. Hey yo, hey Noah. Oh ho, hey Noah. Hey yo, hey Noah. Hey yo, hey Noah. Hey yo, hey Noah. Oh ho, hey Noah. Hey yo, hey Noah. Hey yo, hey Noah. Hey yo. Oh, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa. Oh, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa. Hi-yo, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa. Oh, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa. Hi-yo, Hinoa, hi-yo, Hinoa. Hey-yo, wa-hi, oh, wa-hi. Oh, he, oh, Tuluwat is where we're from. Tuluwat is where we're from. Hi-yo, Hinoa. Hi-yo, Hinoa. We-yat is where we're from. We-yat is where we're from. Hi-yo, Hinoa. Hi-yo, Hinoa. Bottlewad is where we're from. Bottlewad is where we're from. Hi-yo, Hinoa. Hiya, Hinoa, oh ho, Hinoa, hiya, Hinoa, hiya, Hinoa, hiya, Hinoa, oh ho, Hinoa, hiya, Hinoa, hiya, Hinoa, hiya.
Catch my breath for a second. A little dry in here. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, 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 no. Hino, ho, 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 no. Hino, ho, 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 no. Hino. Open hey, open he, open hey, open he, open he, open ho, open ho, no. He no, open ho, open ho, no. He no, open ho, open ho, no. He no, open ho, open ho, no. Open hey, open he, open hey, open he. Hino, open ho, open ho, no. 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 Open hey, open he, open hey, open he. Hino, open ho, open ho, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, no, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Oh, hey, oh, he, oh, hey, oh, he. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, Hino, ho, ho, no. Oh, hey, oh, he, oh, he, oh, 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 no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Oh, hey, oh, he, oh, hey, oh, he. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho, no. Hino, ho, ho.
Dad, you want one more song, or Dad, you want one more song, or what?
You can't breathe.
Huh? You want to jump one more time? Huh? Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I know, hey, oh, hey, oh, I know, hey, I know, hey, oh, I know, oh, I know, oh, I know, hey, oh, oh, I know, I know, oh, 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 oh.
Before I hand this over to Susan again, please just give these dancers a round of the round of head. And before they leave, I would like to make some acknowledgments to a couple people that are here that help us all the time. And that's Cutcher Risley Baldy. Can you please stand up? And I know she's hiding in the back somewhere. Rachel Sundberg, for always getting our girls dressed. And most importantly, I can't forget our We Out ladies, Vaughn James, Hazel James, Pilar James. It takes a lot to get our young ladies dressed, and we couldn't have done it without them. And most importantly, I'd like to thank Gary Markison, who is also a mentor and my best friend, for getting the guys together. But like they say, usually you feel it and you have to just do it. So I didn't think I could jump center with the suit. But I had to be out there with my guys to let them know I got them and they got me. So thank you again, guys, for allowing us to be here, my dancers to be here. And when, if I can say this again, if I see any elders sitting up, standing up, please find a seat. The youngsters will get up and let you sit down. Please do not stand that long. Young ones, please let the elders sit down. Thank you. Susan?
Thank you so much. That was amazing and such a privilege for us to get to watch that. So now we're going to begin the speaker portion of the event, and I would like to invite up our Dr. Cutcher Risley Baldy from Humboldt State University.
Oh my goodness. Hey, young everyone. You listen to the ladies leave. I wanted to begin by saying we knew that this day would come. I think that what I love about Native people, and I'm the department chair of Native American Studies at Humboldt State, and I've gotten a chance to really get to know so many Native people in the work that I do, and I think that what I realized is, even though the story that was told about us for so long was one about our genocide and all the ways that people attempted to erase us from this land and this place, and that it felt almost final, like what had happened was set. But the more that I read the stories and listened to the people talk, the more I realized that Native people were always making plans for our future, for our next generations. And we never gave up on our land or where we came from. And that's the story I want people to know, because I know that the story of Tuluwat, which people often refer to as Indian Island, is one of a massacre for most people. But for me, it has always been a place of world renewal and had never really been just about what had happened there, but what was going to happen and what people knew one day would come back. And there was this beautiful story I got to read in work that was actually done by Humboldt State University and ITEP, Indian Tribal Education Personnel Program, to gather stories from people about Tuluwat. And one that I read was about a woman who, after the massacre, the next day when people came back to the island, she was there, and she was stuck in the mud, and she was singing. And in that moment, a lot of people might see that as a sad moment, but I saw that as a moment of so much strength and hope for what she could see she needed to do for her people and for her land. And what they say in the story is that she was singing a mourning song. And I thought, how strong do you have to be to have lived through what she lived through, to be stuck in the mud and to look at her people and think, I have to send them off in a good way. I have to be there for them. And she did that, I think, knowing that one day they would come back and be there again so that we could dance there. So I know that our ancestors knew that this day would come. And I think that we need to consider it an opportunity to think about our next steps in the future. Everywhere that I go now, I have to do big talks. And people are always standing up at some point and asking, what can I do? I'm so inspired by what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've taken in by the people that come before me. What can I do? And I have one answer for you now. You need to give all the land back. People like to come up to me after that and ask me a lot of questions about how that works. It's a really long talk. You should come watch it sometime. It's about like an hour of trying to help you see that. But I will say this. At first, I was trying to say that, like, look, like the least that you could do is just acknowledge that this is Wiat land. And the least that you could do is start calling it Tuluwat and not Indian Island. And the least that you could do is learn the names and the language of Wiat people. But I've decided that actually, if you think about all of the things, the least that anybody could do is return the land. And now we know it's possible. We've seen it. We've felt it. We also know that the bottom doesn't fall out of this whole thing if we start giving land back. It's going to be okay. And I also know that it makes for a very powerful moment for everybody else in the room to consider that we are the people that they were thinking about when they were trying to survive, when they fought, when they carried songs on, even though they were told they couldn't sing, when they carried ceremonies forward, even when they were told they couldn't do that, when they made sure we knew how to gather, even when they made it illegal for us to do that. These were the moments that they were thinking about. They said, one day, it will go back. We will be able to do what we need to do to keep this world in balance. And what I love is how many people in here are here because they support this moment. And what I also love is that I know that we can envision together a future, a radical future, a future that actually makes sense, a future with no dams, a future with salmon that is healthy, a future with our children that are singing, a future where we're dancing all of the time. And I know we've seen it, and I know we've felt it, so I look forward to how amazing that is going to be. And I am tasking all of you with that now. This is your job now. And I know that we can do it. And I'm really looking forward to all the ways that everybody in this room is going to make sure that that happens. Thank you.
Next up, I would like to invite John Driscoll, who is the district representative for Congressman Huffman.
Thank you. What a sea of people. It's really humbling to be able to be up here and even say just a few words to such an amazing gathering. And really want to acknowledge the Wiat tribal leadership up here, Chairman Hernandez, and the City Council of Eureka, Mayor Seaman, and I thank you very much for allowing me to say a few words. So I'm here today and truly honored to be here representing Congressman Jared Huffman. The congressman's in Washington, D.C. today, deeply regrets that he can't be here. But he sends his regards to the Wiat tribe and the city of Eureka on this memorable day. The Wiat tribe suffered greatly during the expansion of settler colonialism in this region, especially here on Tulawat. The realities of this history are still with us today. For many decades, the tribe has fought for acknowledgement of its loss on Tulawat. But in the early 2000s, faced with that dark history, the city of Eureka decided to confront this history instead of ignore it. That has brought us here today, as the city returns Tulawat to the Wiat tribe as part of the amends that should be made. This celebration has truly historic implications. It is an amazing moment that shows how communities can heal. And for me personally, this makes me proud to be a Eurekan. Congressman Huffman has submitted remarks into the congressional record memorializing this day. And I'll read just the last bit of it as I present this to the tribe and the city. Madam Speaker, the repatriation of Tulawat from the city of Eureka to the Wiat tribe has profound importance to the Wiat people, whose ancestors suffered greatly during the early white settlement of the region. I urge my colleagues to join me in recognizing this historic agreement that continues to try to heal the harms of the past. Thank you very much.
Next on the agenda is me. In November of 2018, when the city, Eureka City Council, first voted to return Tulawat land to the Wiat tribe, I wasn't on the council. I wasn't involved with the discussions about how to begin moving a process like this forward. I was a Eureka resident who, at that moment that the decision was made, had a swell of pride for the leaders of my community like I'd never experienced before. I am honored beyond words to be here today to finalize the transfer of land, but not without immense gratitude for all of those who identified this as a priority and successfully moved it forward. Since the early 2000s, steps have been taken by both the Wiat tribe and the city of Eureka to move in the direction of returning Tulawat land, and each step helped cultivate an idea that a return was possible. I'm happy to see Mayor Frank Yeager here, as well as others who have been involved in some of the early steps towards this ultimate goal. They, along with our current city council and city councils who worked out on this in the past, deserve recognition for their efforts towards this end. I'd like to give special acknowledgement to council members Arroyo, Brigel, and Mayor Yeager, who each identified and followed their own paths to make amends to the egregious behavior that led to this decision needing to be made in the first place. Additionally, city staff across the board worked hard and with great pride to learn how to make the gears turn on this unprecedented project. Turns out that you need more than good intentions to do something as seemingly simple as return land to the original owners. We had staff, attorneys, and the local title company venturing into new legal terrain. I'm especially pleased that City Manager Greg Sparks is here to see the transfer come to fruition. It's a pretty wonderful note on which to close a successful tenure and retire. To our Wiat friends, we return Tulawat land to you today without hesitation and without conditions posed by the city. It is being done with the sincerest respect for you, recognizing your reverence for your sacred land and the endurance you have shown as you await its return. For 1,000 years, this land was a place of celebration for you, and about 160 years ago, that changed. Your land was not only desecrated in the cultural sense, but in the environmental sense as well. As a country, we often talk about learning from the past, but sometimes that's not enough. Healing doesn't come from simply knowing better than to make the same mistakes. Returning to Lo'at land does not erase the pain that your people have suffered. It is a milestone in a complicated relationship with people who live in this region. This is simply a moment in time representing a long, long history of your people. It is a moment that is both solemn as well as celebratory. We hope this is a moment that moves us into the future, forging strong bonds and building a healthier community for everyone. This is your day, and I am humbled to be here to share it with you. Thank you. And next up, I am especially privileged and so happy to introduce our next speaker, who is my predecessor, Mayor Frank Yeager, because he is here with a final message from the city, one that he's been waiting to share for several years. Welcome, Mayor Yeager.
Chairman Hernandez, you move pretty good for an elder. Before I read this letter that I wrote a number of years ago, I'd just like to challenge the current city council for another task that I thought that would be very fitting to honor the Wiat tribe and what happened on the island. And that is to set aside February 26th and lower the flags in the city of Eureka and hopefully the county of Humboldt to half staff as a in memory of all those people that perished on that island that day. So I'll leave you with that task. Okay, this is a letter of apology to the Wiat tribe for what happened over on the island. Dear members of the Wiat tribe, in February 1860, 154 years ago, of course I wrote this letter a few years back, citizens of Eureka participated in what has been described as a massacre of unfathomable proportions. On that winter night long ago, the Wiat people of Humboldt Bay were attacked. That incident resulted in the death and scores of mostly women and children on the tribal island in Humboldt Bay. Worse yet, this attack occurred during the Wiat renewal ceremony to bring healing to the earth. The ceremony was never finished. Today, the people of Eureka are pleased to see the Wiat renewal ceremony that was cut short in 1860 will finally be finished. The ceremony will take place on the island and the land deeded to the Wiat people in 2004. As a former mayor of Eureka and on behalf of the City Council and the people of Eureka, we would like to offer a formal apology to the Wiat people for the actions of our people in 1860. Nothing that we say or do can make up for what occurred on that night. It will forever be a scar on our history. We can, however, with the present and future actions of support for the Wiat people, work to remove the prejudice and bigotry that still exist in our society today. And that's signed Frank Yeager, Mayor of Eureka, and dated 2014. Good.
History has been made. I feel like I'm at home. So, first of all, I want to thank everybody that's come out today to witness this joyful event. But before we do, and before I go into a speech, because my lovely tribal minister wrote me a nice speech that I usually go off the heart with, but they want to make sure I do things right today. I want to recognize our elders that have passed, that have started this process, Albert and Beverly James, Cheryl's father and mother, and any elders before them that have passed. This is for you. We do this in your name. I'd like to thank the city of Eureka and their council, Mayor Susan Seaman. It has been a long process. And like I told Kim, it'll happen. The Creator will make it happen. And look, we're here today. So, the moment we've been waiting for. Thank you all for coming out today to be here on this historic event. I want to acknowledge and say thank you to the City of Eureka City Council for their commitment to this land transfer, which took almost 4 years of dedicated work and persistence to the complete. This work began with... This work began with the work of the former Wyatt Chairman Albert James and his wife Beverly James, who approached the city in 1970 with a group called Indian West. They were the first and formally requested a transfer of the city-owned portion. The work continued in the 90s and 2000s when former Wyatt Chairwoman Cheryl Seidner and her sister, Wyatt Councilwoman Leona Wilkinson, and their friends Peggy Bestell, and the former pastor of the Eureka United Methodist United Church of Christ, and Mary Lee Rohde, former president of the Humboldt County Historical Society, who together formed Indian Island Candlelight Vigil. The tribe would like to also like to acknowledge all the people who came to the Indian Island Vigils each year. Those vigils help create a climate of healing in the community as both Indians and non-Indian community members. We came together on those cold and foggy nights and rainy nights. I remember those nights. They were cold because Cheryl made me do the fire. Former Chairwoman Seidner later approached the Wyatt Tribal Council about purchasing the 1.5-acre piece of land on the island that had come up for sale. This piece of property had been a boatyard for more than 100 years, and it was an environmental disaster. As much as you, as everybody knows how bad the island was, I have to give a great thanks to our Natural Resource Department. Former Natural Resource Department, Nina Habner, Stephen Coleman, Tim Nelson, and now it also falls into Mr. Eddie Coach. We will continue to clean our island to bring it back to where it was. The council didn't hesitate, and the We Got Sacred Site Fund was created. The tribe would like to thank all the people who helped purchase We Got Sacred Site Fund logos with items, attended music festivals, art auctions over the years. We would like to thank all the tribe, staff, volunteers, artists, and musicians who helped put on these events. The tribe would also like to thank all the staff, volunteers, or local businesses and agencies who have dedicated themselves to the environmental restoration work on the island. Thank you to the Eureka City Council in 2004, who historically returned the 40 acres adjacent to the tribe's property. Where else can we say Humboldt County, Eureka, created history? And we're doing it again today. Oh. Once I was given the clean bill of health in 2014, we were able to complete the ceremony that was interrupted in 1860. And I remember that day still, because Cheryl came to council, and she said she wanted to complete the ceremony. I kind of said, could we wait? And she said, no, it has to happen. So we did. We completed it. And I see some of our dancers that were here that helped complete it. And I would like to thank those dancers as well for helping complete that dance. Because without our dancers, we couldn't do the ceremony. So all the dancers that were there in 2014, please give yourself a round of applause because you did the healing. You made it happen. Thank you to all the dance families and cultural mentors who helped. There's a lot of them that helped us. Because many of you know our culture was pretty much dying. And we had help from our mentors. We had help from Yurok, Hoopa, Karut, Talawa. We had many help. And I have to recognize some of them and the elders. One is Walt and Kelly Lara for helping us. Joyce Sundberg, Rachel Sundberg. Leona Wilkerson, who's always kept me in my place. Cheryl Seidner, for believing in us. The Seidner family, the James family. There's a lot to mention. But most importantly, somebody that's always been there for us, and that's Gary Markison and his family. Chris and Tia Peters for helping us. Julian and Lynn. Is Julian here? Julian, and they always been there helping us. But I can't, you know, there's a lot to name. And if I forget anybody, please thank you, everybody that's helped us bring our cultures together, bring our dances together. And the most important one I'd like to thank is my family. You kept me going to when I wanted to stop. You pushed me to continue. It took a 16-year-old girl to tell me I can do this. So to my family and friends, thank you for always having my back and pushing me to exceed in our ceremonies, in our language, in our culture, in our medicine. We're going to continue to do this. We're going to continue to heal. And with the whole island back, we will heal this county. And then we'll heal the world and this country. So today is a good day to be alive. This has been an intergenerational movement to heal the island, to heal our people, to heal our community. Today we make history together. We change their story. Today is a day of pride for the city of Eureka. Today is Tulawat, the return of the Wiya people. Today the Wiya people who have lived in this area since the time immemorial, the return to the center of the Wiya world. And we do this together as a people of Eureka. So thank you again for being here for this historical event. But before I go, we forgot one important thing. And we forgot to bring ourselves home. So I'd like to ask Cheryl Seidner to come up again and sing our coming home song. And everybody's welcome to join, because we all are coming home. This is our home. This is a We At Home as well as your home. So, Cheryl, please do us this honor.
We have an elder who would like to share a word before we go into the song.
Are you a queen, Tontmere? Nak now, Jean McCovey, your Ock tribal member, Chetko, Talawa, Dene. Redwood Creek Indian. My heart is so big, can hold all of you in prayer. And in prayer, we transcend and pray for the world. We all come from the World Renewal Religion. We do the jump dance, which balances the world between good and bad. We do the our dance where we take the obsidian across the dance ground and we cut the world open and we pray and we rebuild the world. We do the brush dance, which is our healing ceremony. So we come from Wiat area here, but we come from the World Renewal Religion. That's what the anthropologists called us. Creator gave us this job. And as an elder, and to convey this story, is that this is how we're all involved in this together. The Hopi people said that when times are bad, the white man, the yellow man, the black man, and the red man would come together and become the rainbow people. And so we're in this time of the Hopi prophecy. We're coming together and in a good way. But I went to see Awak our rock and roll gentleman and there my lady friend, Jeannie, I have a story. And can I tell you? I said, yeah, tell me. So she was talking about Chapek up on the coast, Stone Lagoon. And she says, you know that rock formation over there where the dancers go? That's the jump dance. We balance the world between good and evil. I said, yeah, I know that place. I said, they put me in my manual wheelchair, took me in a boat, crossed over to the dance ground. I've been there. I said, I know where that Chapek is. And she says, you know what? She says, up on top of that rock, that the dancers were there, and below the dance, and below that rock. I said, yeah, I know where that is. And she said there was a row of spirits on top there, and they were looking down below, behind the dancers. Then there was a second row of spirits, and then they were looking across the fire at the audience. And then she said there was a third row of dancers, spirits up there. And they were looking out beyond the audience, out over the lagoon. And I looked around, she said, I didn't see nothing. So when the dance started, the spirits behind her started singing. She turned around. She says, Jeannie, I seen 1,000 dancers, 1,000 spirits. They were singing. So this is the 203rd time I've told this story. And so the 19th time I was telling this story to my niece in my house, and I got to thinking, those spirits that were behind the audience in this time, in the presence, were the spirits who are coming after us. So we stand in the middle of those who've gone on before us and those who are coming after us. And when we talk about that ceremony that interrupted, this is a continuum. And this is the job Creator gave us, our tribal people in Northwest, extreme Northwest California. And so I share this song, and the Yurok words is Awak, I'm feeling sorry. Neween Chooks, for my women folk. And then it's old English like woe's me when you're feeling sad. And the English word hate, woe. So this is the song. I walk neween chokes, I walk neween chokes, I walk neween chokes, hate, woe, hate, woe, hate, woe. I walk neween chokes, I walk neween chokes, I walk neween chokes, hate, woe. Hate, woe. Hate, woe. I walk neween chokes. I walk neween chokes. I walk neween chokes. Hate, woe. Hate, woe. Hate, woe. Oh.
Family, you know what I want. Come on. Follow your elders here. Come on. Come on. Oh, don't be shy. Some of you guys were already dancing. Ted talks about the family of the community and talks about his family and his community, which is all of us together. But this is my family who has always supported me, even in the craziest of times when they thought I was a little nutty. And I could not have done anything by myself. My family has always been here. Jen Dyke, who's been taking pictures for me, she is my surrogate niece. She has always been there for us, for me, for her surrogate mom over here, Leona, and for all of us. She has always been there. With those kinds of family members and friends, like a lot of you in this room, we would have never been here today. Thank you, Gene. I'm going to sing the Coming Home song. I know some of you have heard it many times. And just chime in, because it's a pretty cool song, because you're all home in Wiat Country. Nahi nahi noa, nahi nahi noa, nahi nahi noa, e noa, e noa, nahi nahi noa, nahi nahi noa, nahi nahi noa. E noa, e noa, nahi nahi noa, nahi nahi noa, Nahi, nahi, no hoa, e no hoa, e no hoa. E he, he no hoa, e he, he no hoa, e he, he no hoa, e no hoa, e no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa. E no hoa, e no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa, e no hoa, e no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa. Nahi, nahi, no hoa, e no hoa, e no hoa. Eh hey, hey, no hoa. Eh hey, hey, no hoa. Eh hey, hey, no hoa. Eh no hoa. Eh no hoa. Thank you very much. Ho.
So before I go to the, everybody can sit down. There is a couple more thank yous I have to do. And like I said, we're all family. No matter which way you look at it, we are in Wiat land and we are all family. But I have a couple of elders that are sitting in front as well. Mr. Gene Brundine for always teaching me the ways as well. Thank you. And my nanny over there for always watching out for me and my wife. Thank you. But as you know, I said, I would like to thank my children, which are all here except for my son who's doing his active duty in Pendleton, but he wished he could be here. But I do have another son here. William, stand up. I remember when I wasn't going to dance no more. And you pulled me out of my house to dance. You will be my son. You always will be my son. Thank you for encouraging me to do what I do. Thank you, everybody, again. So, William, keep doing what you're doing as a young man. As a leader, continue on. Pick up where I leave off. So, Susan, I think everybody's waiting for that big moment. What do you think?
This is your show.
That I can talk forever. One more person, and I know she's hiding, but I need her up here with me. And that's Miss Michelle Vassell, our tribal administrator. As many of you know, Michelle Vassell has been with us for a long, long time, since time immemorial. She's helped with our fundraisers. She's helped organize the vigils. She's helped do the shows, the community events. Without her, I wouldn't be the chairman that I am. She keeps me in line at the office. But like Leona said, and I can always remember this, when we said we lost everything, she goes, we create new. And that's what we're doing today. So let's, Michelle, I'm going to hand this to you for a bit. No. Yes. But no, everybody, thank you again for all being here to enjoy this historical event. We couldn't have done it without you guys. I'd like to thank my council that are here behind me. I'd like to thank the City of Eureka Council that are behind here. What's pretty amazing is that we are surrounded by strong people behind us and in front of us. Today is a very historical event, and I want to thank everybody again for being here to join this with us, especially the children. Today is something that you witnessed in history. Today is your day to move forward with our traditions and our cultures. We don't stop here, we move forward. And the next part is the healing of our rivers, to bring back our rivers. Without further ado, I think we've been waiting too long. I think it's time to sign. So how are you?
We have a presentation of gifts. It's the same thing for each of us. Before we sign, I would like to present you with a gift, which seems superfluous after we gave you. You don't need a picture. But sometimes when you're in your office and you just want to remember, this is all yours.
Oh, thank you.
Now it's like, let's make this happen.
Huh? Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Swap sides. Hey, now, I know where Leona is at. She's right next to you.
I like hugs too. Of course.
So, welcome home. See what happens when two government agencies work together? Beautiful things. And hopefully this will be a lesson for other cities and other governments to see that this can happen. And like Kutcher says, it's time to give back all ceremony and Indian land. So I know there's refreshments in the back and a time to mingle. I would like to thank everybody that's here today again for being a part of this historical event. And for the schools that have come out, thank you to the teachers and their staff and their faculty for allowing the kids to come out as well. Thank you, importantly, to our elders. Our elders are the ones that's kept us going, our stories going, our traditions going. Thank you again, everybody, for coming out. Let's enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.